Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks again for being on the podcast today. Really, it's an honor to have you on the podcast. We hope these are helpful and encouraging to you. As we're looking forward to this weekend, I want to encourage you to make plans to join us this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Pastor Chuck is back. He's got a brand new teaching called Glorious Day. And honestly, I can't wait because it's an intentional way of preparing our heads and our hearts for Easter. Now, I know we celebrate Jesus every single day and we celebrate Jesus every Sunday, but there's something special about Easter week. And so I want to encourage you to make plans to join us as we begin to prepare our hearts. And if you're at our gathering this last Sunday, we gave you some cards, and the idea behind those cards was to invite a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, and to bring them with you. This would be an incredible opportunity to do that. Well, today, as we dive into our content, I read a devotional that I thought was so, so helpful. And so I want to take some bits and pieces of that and just share it because it comes from Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is such a familiar passage for most folks. Verse 4 says, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." Why? Because you are with me. We're all going to walk through valleys. There are going to be high times in our life, and there's going to be low times in our life. Valleys are a part of everyday life. And when David wrote this, he's in Israel. And in Israel, on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, there's a canyon. There's this valley called the Shadow of Death. And in his day, King David probably traveled it many, many times. Some of the canyons along the Jericho road were narrow at the bottom and as tall as 800 feet. And the only time that you could see sunshine at the bottom is when it was noon and when the sun was straight overhead. In the Bible, valleys are often these metaphors for difficult times, for times of darkness, despair, defeat, and discouragement. And so when David says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me," what he's saying is God is God, and he's not just part of our mountaintop experiences, but he's also with us in the valleys of our lives. And so today, I just want to talk about, how do you survive those valleys? How do you make it through those darker moments in your life? And the first thing that we need to remember is that valleys are a part of life. Deuteronomy 11, verse 11 says, "The land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys." And so valleys are inevitable. Those low places, they're going to happen. And all of us just came out of a valley, or we're in the middle of one, or we're right now about to head into another one. Why? Because that's life. You can't avoid them. Instead, you can count on them. A lot of times people get so discouraged because they don't expect them. And so I would just say valleys are a part of life. The second reminder is that valleys happen to everybody. Valleys are impartial. Good things do happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people. We're in a world that is marred by sin. It's broken. And so we have problems. Nobody's immune to that. Nobody's insulated from pain. Nobody goes through life problem-free. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, "The good man does not escape all troubles. He has them too. But the Lord helps him in each and every one." And so just realize, valleys are part of life. They happen to everybody. You may not always see them, but they happen, and they are unpredictable. In other words, you can't plan them. You can't time them. They don't typically pop up in the most convenient moment. In fact, they typically happen when we're off guard. In fact, valleys and problems come at the worst time usually, when you don't have time, when you're unprepared, and when it's the most inconvenient. Wouldn't it be easier if you could schedule them in your life? When you're caught up on your sleep, when your health is good, when nobody's bugging you, when you've got more cushion in the savings account, that would be easier, but it doesn't happen. Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, "Do not brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring forth." See, when we think about valleys, we can survive them. We can even thrive on the other side of them. And in some ways, we could thrive in the middle of them, but we've got to know what to expect. We've got to prepare for them. We've got to know they're part of life, that they happen to everybody, and they're usually unpredictable. But when you know them, when you expect them, you can know better how to prepare for them. Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. And man, our desire is that these would be really helpful and encouraging. And so on Monday of this week, I posted on my Facebook page just a simple little question. Hey, what topics, what kinds of things would you like to hear more about on the podcast. And so if you haven't commented on that yet, I would invite you to do so. Just swing by facebook.com/Bobby McGraw, facebook.com/Bobby McGraw, and just find Monday's post where I asked that, or just drop me a note and we will put that into the mix as we prepare more content for the weekday podcast. Well, thanks for being here. I want to encourage you to jump over to weekdaymeditation.com if you haven't done so. And then this Sunday, if you're at Sugar Hill Church, be sure to grab one of the brand new journals that we have from Pastor Chuck and Sugar Hill Resources, a fantastic way to build gratitude and quietude in your life as we prepare for Easter. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.